Emotive and friendly. Oh wow, that's a big drop. Bitcoin's been sliding to around $74,600, $9 months ago, right? It's like the market's taking a breath after a wild ride.
Friendly but serious. This downturn isn't just a number, it's a wake-up call for ETFs. The ripple effects are already spreading.
Emotive and friendly, yep, and it's hurting. $2.8 billion has left Bitcoin ETFs in 2 weeks. That's a lot of nervous investors, both big and small, trying to protect their gains.
Friendly but serious, exactly. The market's shifting, and people are reacting. It's not just about the price, it's about confidence.
Emotive and friendly, oh, it's so frustrating. Now, the average cost for ETF shares is underwater. Investors are holding assets that are actually losing value. That's a heavy psychological weight.
Friendly but serious. This isn't just a financial loss, it's a mental hurdle. It's like being stuck in a race where the finish line keeps moving.
Emotive and friendly, right. The ETFs were supposed to be a bridge to mainstream crypto, but now they're part of the storm. It's a reminder that even the best ideas can face turbulence.
Friendly but serious. The initial rush into ETFs boosted prices, but corrections are just part of the cycle. It's a balancing act between optimism and caution.
Emotive and friendly, and it's not just about the numbers, it's about the people. Early investors are taking profits, while others are holding their breath, waiting for the price to bounce back.
Friendly but serious. The average cost basis dipping below the current price creates a psychological trigger. If the market tries to recover, it might spark more selling.
Emotive and friendly, it's like a tightrope walk. Investors are waiting for the right moment to act, but hesitation can make the slide worse.
Friendly but serious, this moment tests the ETF's resilience. Their ability to navigate this correction will shape their future role in crypto.
Emotive and friendly, the ETFs have changed everything. They've brought in traditional investors, making crypto more accessible, but the market's still learning how to handle this new energy.
Friendly but serious, true. ETFs amplify volatility, creating feedback loops that can either lift prices or send them crashing. It's a double-edged sword.
Emotive and friendly. And now we're seeing how the market reacts to macroeconomic shifts and regulations. It's like a puzzle, every piece fits differently.
Friendly but serious, the real question is, will ETFs weather this storm? Their survival depends on adapting to the new normal.
Emotive and friendly. If the market stabilizes, ETFs could become the backbone of institutional crypto adoption. But if things keep falling, it might mean rethinking the whole model.
Friendly but serious. The current correction is a stress test. It's a chance to see if ETFs can balance growth with risk, or if they'll need a redesign.
Emotive and friendly. This isn't just about numbers, it's about trust. Investors need to know their assets are safe, even in a downturn.
Friendly but serious. And for the market, this phase is part of its maturation. It's evolving from a speculative playground to a serious investment space.
Emotive and friendly, the key takeaway. Long-term vision matters. Short-term dips are just part of the journey, not the end.
Friendly but serious, exactly. Volatility is here to stay, but so is the potential for Bitcoin to become a cornerstone of global finance.
Emotive and friendly. And with ETFs playing such a big role, the future of crypto feels more connected to the real world than ever before.
Friendly but serious. The real test is whether the market can handle the weight of this new era. Let's see how it unfolds.